the April meeting of the Arizona Accordion Club, and we have with us today a young gentleman who we consider to be an accordionist virtuoso, Sammy Thomas. Sammy, welcome back. It's good to have you back in Arizona. Are you drying out a little bit after being in Washington?
Yeah, it's pretty cold up there.
We want to know a little bit about you. Who introduced you to the accordion? At what age and where?
Well, my mom, she brought home a CD of Dick Contino, and it had a Tico Tico on it. And when I was 10, I used to direct to Tico Tico, and I asked my mom's teacher, Ilmar Colgis, a big towering man, I asked him if I could have accordion lessons, and here I am today.
So you actually asked her to see if you could take accordion lessons then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But she made me ask the big tall Estonian.
The big tall Estonian. Yes, we all know Ilmar. Tell me something. Do you come from a musical family?
I think so. I think my mom's side has a few musicians on it. But my dad's side, my dad can't even play the drums. Can't count to four on them.
He's
trying, though.
All right, now you were told that you're going to take lessons from Ilmar. How did you meet Ilmar then?
Well, my mom, when she was taking lessons, I would go with her to her lessons, and I'd sit and watch there and the ensemble and watch Ilmar direct and everybody else play.
Oh, tell us, how is Ilmar as a teacher?
He's a really good teacher. I don't know how to describe it, but everybody always asks, oh, who's your teacher? And it's really cool. Got a really good teacher.
Been studying with Ilmar for how long now?
About 5 years.
Okay. What was your first accordion competition? Where was it?
Leavenworth, Washington.
Okay. And what was that? When? How long ago?
4 years ago, maybe.
Okay. What did you play on that occasion?
I played Steiner Chilby Polka.
The what polka?
The Steiner Chilby polka.
Okay.
No, wait, not the Steiner Chilby. Honky Tonk polka.
Honky Tonk polka. All right.
And
how'd you come out in the competition?
Oh, I didn't win anything that year.
Well, what did you learn?
I learned that you get really nervous up there.
Well, speaking of being nervous, what about the Las Vegas competition? You were a little bit nervous there, weren't you?
No, actually, I wasn't nervous there at all. My mom just pointed to me that my fly was unzipped. And the lady that was writing this, she said that my mom guffawed and stuff and laughed and stuff, but I just turned around.
Turned around and took care of business,
yeah.
And went on and started playing.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you have to do certain things when you're on the stage. Now, last year, I read that you won competitions from coast to coast. In your mind, what was the most prestigious of those competitions?
Well, the Boston one. It was pretty tough.
All right, now, how so?
Well, it wasn't fun. It was more of practicing, and because there was a lot of competition there, and so you had to play perfect, and you weren't facing an audience. The judges were facing the audience, and you were facing the judges. So, it's tough, yeah.
How many judges?
Sometimes two, sometimes three.
Okay, so you're actually performing for the judges and not really the audience.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the audience is behind you.
I performed once for Charles Mignotti, and I was never so scared in my life.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite a competition. From all the music that's available to you, Sammy, how do you go about making a decision what you're going to play in a competition?
I don't. Ilmar just hands me the music. I learn it.
Wait a minute. He tells you what you're going to play, and he says, play this?
No, he doesn't tell me. Just play this.
All right, well, what's the most difficult piece that you've learned so far?
It's called Concert Fantasy by Tchaikovsky. It's about 16 pages, I think.
Memorized it.
10 of them.
Okay. Are you playing this for the accordion club?
No.
Oh, okay. But you're getting it ready for a competition?
Mm-hmm. The Detroit. That's the AAA.
Okay. And when is that?
August, I think.
August of this year?
I think so.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, other than Ilmar, who has been the biggest influence on you in your young career as an accordionist?
My mom. She's like a coach.
Well, tell us how she coaches you.
Well, let's see. She gets me up every morning. Sam, come down here. Practice. Okay, stop practicing. Get something to eat. Now practice some more.
Now, wait a minute. You're 16 years old. You've got to get a life, don't you?
Well, I do.
Okay.
And this is my life.
You have any girlfriends yet?
No.
No girlfriend. All right. In your spare time, though, what type of music do you like to play when you're alone and nobody's around? Your mother, Ilmar, nobody's around, just you.
Jazz, probably. I like to play jazz.
All right. Who's your favorite artist, then?
It's either Frank Morocco or Art Van Dam. I can't
pick one. Well, two of the greatest jazz accordionists ever to to live. What do you like to play?
What do you mean?
In terms of jazz.
Oh, in terms of jazz? Let's see. I don't know. Well, I only have a few jazz pieces that Ilmar said, here, play these, compete with these. So I only have those ones, so I only play those ones.
But you've won in jazz competition, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you. You're 16. You're what? You're going to be a junior in high school?
But I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled. Okay. Are you goal oriented? Are you thinking about college yet?
I'm thinking about it. I haven't made a decision though. I think I'm going to double major. I think
double major in music
and something else.
You haven't made up your mind with this. Something else, is it? Okay.
Probably law or something.
What do you see as an ideal career if the accordion becomes part of your life?
I haven't thought about that yet. I don't know, maybe I was hoping to like join the Air Force and play the accordion for the band and stuff. But I don't know yet.
Wow, they were looking for an accordionist, as you know. Have you heard about that last year? They were looking for an accordionist.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to join that. Wish I was older.
And you'd have been playing in the White House then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Last question. This is probably the toughest one now, Sammy. Think about this. How would you describe yourself?
Silence has descended upon the room. Here we go.
I've never been asked that before.
No, you haven't. How would you describe yourself?
Like, in looks or not in looks, probably.
As a person.
As a person. I'm quiet, very shy. Mm-hmm. I get nervous a lot, but not when I play. I don't know how to describe myself.
So the accordion helps you overcome any nervousness?
Yeah, it does.
And how is that?
Well, when I'm like sitting here right now being really nervous, getting interviewed, if I had an accordion and I was playing, I wouldn't be nervous. Like, if this thing was on and I was playing, I wouldn't be nervous.
So maybe I should have put an accordion on you as we did this interview?
No, I was playing. I wouldn't be nervous, but...
And there you heard it, folks. Sammy Thomas gets nervous when he's interviewed, but... However, I doubt that for the ability this young man has and the future that he has ahead of him. He's going to get over the nervousness real quick. Congratulations on your fine playing. We look forward to hearing you this evening.
Thanks.